where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. Abby's back.
She's back.
She did it.
Yeah. I'm rearranged, too. Look at the backdrop.
Yeah. She won.
Yeah.
You won Toy Anxiety.
I did.
It's like the Hunger Games.
I win as tribute.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Craig Goldberg. It's 9:30 p.m. on a Tuesday night. Welcome to the show. I think we're all in a pretty good mood tonight, so let's see how long that lasts. Someone's going to get mad at some point. It's inevitable. Somebody recently compared Toy Anxiety to like the Muppet Show. At some point, chaos ensues and everything falls apart.
Oh, we're always trying to get the show to go and like to work. And yes, that's the fun of it. Yeah,
that is the fun of it. I hope everybody's having a wonderful week. If you had a holiday yesterday, happy President's Day. Everybody, let's rank our favorite presidents.
Okay.
Started with Benjamin Franklin, who was not a president.
let's not.
Alexander Graham Bell. He's one of my favorites.
That's cool.
Yes. Michelangelo, Leonardo, Oppenheimer. All of my favorites.
Yeah.
We are excited to be here. Thank you to our guests last week.
One more president.
I'll thank our guests from last week. Yeah, go for it.
Cyclops. He was good. He was a class president.
No.
President Clops. James Marsden of the Sonic films.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. We're talking about Cyclops.
Yeah. okay.
Yes.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to thank our special guests from last week: Steve Evans from Hasbro and Attack Peter from Miami, Florida, and Mondo.
From Miami's own.
Thank you, Jessica. I was actually thinking that Independence Day.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's favorite president.
Dead presidents. That was good.
We had a fun time last week. Steve and Peter, extremely knowledgeable, both in the toy industry. Two completely different vibes. I thought it was good though. It was a lot of fun.
I think it worked.
I think it was like a match made in heaven. By the way, as we get closer and closer to this Ghostbusters movie finally coming out, and we get busier and busier, my hair is just going to get crazier every week. I'm telling you guys, by mid March, you're going to be like, "Whoa,
yeah,
Christopher Walken." That's what you're going to do. All right, we're going to say hi to the chat. Let me go ahead and introduce my co-hosts, all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia. A guy who had a pretty busy weekend. Ryan Dole, what's up, man?
Well, I'm not tired. I went to bed early yesterday and I crashed right out. But I woke up this morning with my heart full. But it's all going to be stuff we're going to talk about later. Rogue, Marvel Legends.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to talk about all this stuff because, man, what a day. I spent a lot of money today, Craig.
Oh.
I gave you a little bit of anxiety. But
yeah, I wish we had.
Yeah.
Money anxiety.
Yeah. Things are good. Things are great. This is. Awesome.
I did make for the thumbnail tonight. I did make a Marvel Legends themed thumbnail just as we are spoiled because there's all these great Marvel Legends being revealed all the time. I almost made it. Marvel Legends collectors are the biggest crybabies in the world. They're bigger than the Cody crybabies. I'm telling you right now.
Collector crybabies?
They are hashtag collector crybabies. Let's get it started tonight. If you are a Marvel Legends collector, you are doing so well, better than anybody else. You have nothing
You're
to
eating
complain.
Well.
You're eating well. Jacob Walsh, how are you? How's your day going?
Hey, I'm good. Listen, I'm not trying to take shots, but if you have to say the name of the impression you just did.
I thought you had something.
What impression?
The Christopher Walken?
That's not what I said. I said.
Oh, I'm still holding on to that.
You did a Christopher Walken impression, and then you immediately said his name.
I bet you guys
don't
are going to
do this to Craig, or he'll be walking out of this show.
That's exactly. Dude, you guys tried to go hard on me last week, and I was so tired and over it that I was just like, fine.
Dude, we didn't go hard on you last week. Attack Peter went hard on you last week.
Yeah, and then on his show the following night, he was still talking. I don't know if you guys were watching Peter's show, but he was basically gloating about how much he was just like, dude, I was fucking Craig up last night.
Dude,
like, he was keeping it going.
He must have felt
bad. I'm glad in my absence that someone's doing that.
He must have felt bad because I got a random text from 2 days ago. It was like, yo, dude, I just sent you a bunch of Mythic Legions figures.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah. No, I he said he was gonna he was gonna send them to me, and I actually sent him a little gift. So a little gift exchange, okay, little secret Santa Maria.
Mm-hmm. Miami's own.
I just made that up.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
That's
what
good.
I just did. I hope he's watching. Sure. Abigail, how are you?
I'm doing great. Life is good. I've television's good, movies coming out, I'm excited about, and today was a great day in toys. I had fun watching the stream, and everybody was like really alive in the chat. And yeah, I think it's going to be a great episode tonight. We've got a lot to cover, and Rogue is close to my heart, so I'm excited to talk some X-Men.
Yeah, Abby was watching X-Men today. There's an X-Men day. There's an X-Men
good day. It feels really good.
The show's coming, and I was already a fan of the animated series. It's all there on Disney Plus, and it's just like, it's just nice to play them all really loud in the house in the afternoon, one after another.
What were you saying, Jack?
I was just agreeing.
Okay. Well, I think I
had something and then I lost it.
Oh,
so
sorry.
So well, instead, I just made you look like a bad host.
That's what we do. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna hold this whole show off. You know what I'm gonna do next time you guys do that? I just won't ever end the show. I'm like, all right, let's another topic.
All right.
That's okay because I got the in stream button over here on my end too.
Yeah, it's like, we're gonna talk about Christopher Nolan.
Hey.
All night.
Hey.
Peace.
All right. Now, this was fun. X-Men's in the air. Marvel's kind of in having a good couple weeks. There's some Marvel hype. We'll see how it pans out. You know, I think most people.
Yes.
X-Men. Hey, X-Men's having a good week.
X-Men's having a great week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I shouldn't say Marvel. I don't think Madam Web's having as good of a week.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it is not.
Hey.
It's going to be the Rocky Horror Picture Show for Zoomers.
I'm kind of excited to see it.
Me too.
Same. I've interest
because I have seen so many reviews saying I saw a review and the headline was like, "Hey, I don't care what you've heard. This is the worst movie of all time."
I saw
hardcore bad reviews for this.
I saw a screenshot from the opening scene of the movie. There's a huge boom mic just in the
Holy shit. Yeah, okay.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm excited. I like to watch the train wreck spectacle. But also, I'm kind of... I have a part of me that's interested in seeing it.
Well, the Sony... Like, the Sony... These weird Sony Spider-Man offshoot movies that they've been doing that don't have Spider-Man in them are... They've just been weird the whole time. You know, Venom and... Like, they've all been weird.
But I don't even want to get into it because I know what the deal is.
But Ryan, I want to ask you... Now, all of my knowledge of Madam Web is from the 90s Spider-Man cartoon, and I remember her as a blind old lady in a chair.
What is
happening?
It's the Hollywood syndrome. She got
she's like young and hot now. Yeah, and it's
she
like,
got low.
No, she's not blind.
They did it to Aunt May first.
Yeah.
Right. Then they did it to Loki. Then they did it to Ms. Grundy on Riverdale. They made her young and hot, and I'm just like, what is happening? So then I just,
you know what,
Mothma got
they're taking
young and hot.
All these like old ugly characters, not I shouldn't say ugly, but you know what I mean, like
I'm just saying, like anybody who's not seen you know the old Spider-Man cartoon, just go like Google Madam Web and look what
I'm rewatching it right now, Jacob, and that show freaking rules.
I used to love it. I haven't watched it in a long time, but I used to love it.
Well, Kraven the Hunter's coming out this year. Maybe they can right the ship over there. By the way, we love our friends at Sony Pictures. I mean, you know. I don't know.
No, I do, because they pay me.
Well, yeah. Well, they are all
well, they say they're going to pay us. So.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we'll move on. It's a mess. You know what? There's some really good stuff happening at Sony, like the Spider-Verse movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And obviously Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. There's four Beatles movies coming out. You think you can handle one Beatles movie? There's four coming.
What? The Beatles?
You didn't hear about this today?
Jacob, are you sitting down? Prepare yourself.
Sam Mendes, award-winning director of American Beauty, has signed a deal with Sony.
Don't talk about American Beauty.
What? Oh, God damn it. Sorry, I must have spaced a little bit.
I spaced out, too.
You're really spacey tonight. All
right. They announced they're doing a Beatles biopic. There's never been an official one, but they're doing it as four separate movies, all being released in 1 year, each one focused on a different Beatle.
I think that's such
If they did that for the Ninja Turtles, I'd be into it.
Hang on. Can I
They're trying to like Marvelize. Yeah, it's they're wasting
the BCU. Okay. Listen, stop. Everyone stop. They're wasting their time with the Beatles. No one cares. We're at a generation point where no one cares about the Beatles anymore. The boomers are dead. Okay? Boomers are dead.
Yeah, Beatles are overrated.
If they're going to do a connecting universe of musical British pop stars, they should be doing the Spice Verse. Scary Spice should get a movie.
How Baby she became scary.
Fuck yes.
Right? All those Spice girls should get their own solo movie, and it accumulates into one big Spice universe, right?
It's all a prequel.
Spice World.
And it's all a prequel to Spice World. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Spice universe, hey, right? We have to say hi to the chat. I've got to acknowledge super chats. All right, real quick, though, count of three. Spice. Everybody say your favorite Spice Girl. One, two, three.
Sporty Spice.
Okay.
Did you not say anything? You can't opt out. It's almost your birthday.
No.
Hey, this is Jake Walsh's official birthday bash tonight.
Didn't say anything. But happy birthday, Jacob.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
Thank you. It's coming up. Thank you.
Johnny Cock with the $10 super chat. Thank you, Dole, for being so great to me and my girlfriend over the weekend.
That's gluten-free, not girlfriend. Am I gluten-free?
Oh, that's so nice that you were sensitive to that intolerance.
Thank you so so you were hanging out with Johnny Cock, I guess.
Yeah.
And introducing us to Alice, Paul, and Brandon. So three of the four Beatles. So excited to see your hard work on Ghostbusters soon. Happy birthday, Mr. Jacob Walsh. Okay, there's a lot to cover.
Thank
there.
You, Johnny.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
So much to unpack there. Alice, Brandon, Paul, and BC DeLorean and other cars too. The Beatles. David Cabal, only Jacob, Ryan, and Abby are allowed to roast Craig. That's right.
Oh. Yeah, we're family.
I disagree. I think Mondo should be allowed. I think anyone that works at Mondo should be allowed to.
Anybody who's on the stream.
If you got the link.
If you made it here.
Almost actual Jacob birthday. Thank you, Matt Bush. That's very
thank you.
That's true.
There's a good vibe. I can already feel the vibe tonight. There's a good.
We're building towards Jacob's birthday, and that's it. I can feel it.
That's it. Yeah. We're reaching a climax. I can.
The road to Jacob's birthday.
Let's say how it
begins with Rogue.
Can I say something? I don't know if now's the time.
What?
But I was looking up cakes for you, Jacob, and I. There was a moment where I was going to get one that's just like.
Speaking of Rogue, I was looking up cakes. Oh,
there was,
my
part of me
God,
was like, what if I just got amazing. The word Rogue on the cake? Is that enough of a joke? Then I was like, no, I should get yellow and green. But then I got distracted by Cookie Monster cakes and all this other stuff. Anyway, happy birthday.
I'm very excited to see whatever.
It's going to be a new spinoff. We're going to do a new spinoff. It's a new Netflix show called Is It a HasLab? Or is it cake? All right. Jason Chrysler. Hello, Aaron E. Nichols. Where'd you go? There. Oh, guys, it's moved to, let's try Adam Taylor, Soulcraft, JD Raymer. Only four Beatles movies? Yeah, what about Pete Best? Aaron E. Nichols, there you are. Flash, Disavowed Action Figures, Matt Bush, Briar Shin, Quip, Bacon McShig, Jose Carlos Rivera Jr., Silver K, Lab Rat, Paul Morales. Justin Nicolosi, Davey Sockrocker, Dorlax, and David Cabal, Frankie Rivera, Quip, we already said hi, Matt Bush, Stanley Eberhard, Thanos Copter, so many people, JT Brunswick is here, Derek Hoover, Lab Rat, Tony Johnson, AJ Quick, Cumin? Is he just naming spices? Oh, this is his favorite spice.
Favorite spice.
Yes. Rosemary spice. Yeah. Brianna Lawrence, Megan, ginger. Yeah, that's what I said. Ginger spice.
Yeah. Yeah, I was partial to ginger. Brock, and baby.
Parker. Ray, Death Ray, and so on and so on. Lots of people here tonight. Highly articulated. We appreciate you guys all hanging out live on a Tuesday night. And Brandon 3G is not happy with whatever's happening. Just kidding. That's a Jacob Walsh birthday quote. Let's move past this.
Oh my God.
We should do a Let's Move Past This, limited drop t-shirt. I think that would be pretty cool. Yeah.
Limited to 1,000. and it's only on sale for 5 minutes.
Yes. And let the sad comments roll in, which I think they did today a little bit. I did not realize that the Mondo drop was going to be so limited. But we're going to get into some Mondo talk, some Hasbro Marvel Legends talk. Let's start with pickups, though. I will say this. I don't have anything. Jacob, do you have pickups this week?
Yeah, I got a few.
Ryan?
I got one.
Abigail?
I have something.
Okay. Abby, do you want to start us off first time?
Really? Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
What'd you get?
Well, there's going to be some grass in my car. I almost said a couple things and I was like, I'm doing it. This is live. All right. So I got some AstroTurf, like some little fake squares of grass. And this is for my Calico Critter community, which, as you can see behind me, is sort of starting to take shape. I've got all the Star Wars Phantom Menace stuff out and in a different spot, basically featured in a detop across from me, which you can't see. And so now I'm going to come in, and this shelf is a little bit difficult. Like, you have to come in through the backside of it. But I'm going to, God damn it, I'm going to lay grass down over this whole shelf, the bottom and the top shelf. And I'm really excited about opening up all of my Calico Critter packages that everyone has sent me. So it's going to be, I want to do some video footage of it. And
yeah. And I like your background here. And I do have to acknowledge this real quick. You don't have the Batman statue from Batman Forever, which was Vincent Nordone was supposed to send it to us 5 years ago.
Whoa. Yeah. Call him out.
Typical Nordone deal.
Put him on the list of bad Ghostbuster sellers.
Still waiting on it.
Jeez. Hey, AJ, quick, can you do something about this? He's on the GB fans forums.
Ban him.
Yeah, ban.
But
ban
I do like
Hammer.
Ban.
The Two-Face bust that was sent to you by Trevor a while back. Mm-hmm. You got to have Tommy Lee Jones in your life. You have to.
Yeah, he's cute.
It's weird that's in anybody's house. Cute. If you think about it for more than 2 seconds, it's weird that exists.
No, it looks awesome.
But I love it.
Nobody else has that shit staring him down from behind.
Quit saying from behind.
Oh. Well, it's the that's direction. God damn, the homeschooler in me that's like, no, no idea. All right. So yeah, I'm glad I got that stuff. And I'm really excited to put a little town set up inside of here and get some lights and make the Matt Bush bench.
There you go.
And I'm going to get a ribbon and I'm going to do a ribbon cutting ceremony. I've thought about that.
Oh, that's go. Okay. That's super cute.
Thank you.
All right. Jacob Walsh, what do we got?
From behind.
Hey, first thing I want to show off, I got from, Justin from over at a Strange Glow sent me a package, and one of the things that he had in there is from our buddies over at Phantasm Toys. He sent me one of these Alf ghosts.
Oh, look at that.
Aww.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Don't show Matt Provenzal.
You know he must own this, right?
Yeah, yeah. I would think so.
I'm sure he does. Yeah. But yeah, show that off first. Appreciate
Very
that.
Cute.
I got a couple things. You want me to just keep going or no?
Roll it. Yeah. Roll with it. Yeah. Roll it in the deep.
Cool. I got a couple things. One of these things I got here from Jess for an early birthday present, but this came from our friends over at NECA. I was able to get this creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, I want
to
kiss that.
Leonardo figure. Ooh. This thing's cool.
That's awesome. So cool.
I don't know if any of you have picked this up yet. This is a cool toy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nope, damn. That's great though.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But it's like, do I open this and put this with all my Ninja Turtle figures? Or does it go with all my Creature from the Black Lagoon stuff?
Oh.
You gotta buy a second one.
It's in the middle. You put them in the middle. That's the link.
Put it in the exact center of those two collections, like the middle of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where to put it.
Hal goes, yes, open it. That wasn't
That's not question. Wasn't the question, Hal. Jesus.
Either or.
Well, Barn you know Jr. that I know why Hal's watching tonight, because we're going to talk about those Marvel Legends reveals.
Peter says goes with the creature stuff.
Damn.
Okay.
Wow.
But if you have the other Turtles monster figures, I get the conundrum.
I have most of them. I'm missing maybe one or two, but I have most of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit. Okay. Do you have another thing to show?
Do you want me to keep going?
I got three or four
more things here. Yeah.
Go for it.
So this next thing is not This is not technically a toy, but I want to show it off. I'm gonna borrow some, one of Abby's things here. Not a toy. But I saw like another collector bought this and I was like, oh, I need this. So I called up Jay Key of Toku Toy Town and I said, Jay, you need to find me this. And he did.
Okay.
And it's really cool. So they do these like prizes over in Japan for just different, giveaways or whatever. And sometimes it's really cool stuff. And they put out this like ceramic Godzilla spine. And it's weird because it's branded Godzilla minus one, but this is like a Heisei era Godzilla spine, which is the best Godzilla that exists. So I had Jay order me one, and it's actually like a plate. It's like,
It
is.
That's so cool.
And it's, you can just set it up if you want to display it. But it's dishware. It is dishware.
You can do like kaiju core.
So cool.
Well, I'm gonna bring this with me on my birthday weekend, and anytime we go eat, I'm gonna be like, you have to serve me my food in this wherever we go.
They're gonna love you.
Eat all my food out of this.
You're gonna have to
gonna love you.
You're gonna have to pass it through the window at Burger King.
Yes. Yeah,
I love it,
but it's just really cool, and I'm gonna just display it. And I do think that maybe Toku Toy Town is gonna have a few of these for sale if anybody wants to not have to import one and they want to pick one up. So I think he got a few of them for the store, so I just wanted to show that off.
Or if you just want to eat delicacies.
Exactly. I'm like, we need three.
Do whatever you want. I'm gonna get a bunch of these. I'm gonna get it to where this is all I eat off of. Is anybody ever comes to the house, we're all
like, separate the colors from M&Ms and put them.
I'm gonna put cereal in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet, cool. Let's jump over to Ryan.
Okay, I just got the one thing, just in time for Christmas. I got the holiday droid. PC DeLorean, another movie, Cars, picked this up when he was in the park. This was all during like holiday break. And well, I haven't seen him since before then until the weekend. And because I haven't seen anybody. So it was a very social weekend. It was great. But yeah, so he picked up one of these for me, and I love it. Like, look at that.
That's all. I think that looks great.
Very cute.
It's super cute. So I love the holiday, like the Halloween and the Christmas droids. I think these are just fun. So I like them.
Awesome.
That's my pickup.
Thanks, Brandon.
I think I'm going to wait to open it until Christmas.
That makes sense.
That's a good idea.
A little gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll be Christmas before you know it.
It's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
All right. Jacob, back to you.
Is it back to me? All right. I got two more things. Now this one I'm going to show off. This was a gift from Jess. And what's crazy is like, I talked about it a little bit, maybe the week before last when we were talking about, like Japanese, like the way they do lotteries, sometimes you have to do a lottery to win a figure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this particular lottery, I signed up for it, and I asked her to do the same thing because I was like, I want the toy.
Yeah, double your chances.
And I didn't get picked for the lottery, but she did, and then she just gave it to me. So
That's happened twice now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It keeps happening.
Dude. I see this.
You know what you need to do?
Yeah.
You need to put a ring on that today. Yeah. No, I was going to say, put a ring on that today to make sure you never lose that lucky goose. Golden goose? Golden goose.
I like never lose that lucky goose.
Never lose that lucky goose.
Never lose that lucky goose.
That lucky goose.
Okay, cool. So this figure I got, it needs a little bit of explanation. So there is a kaiju from the old Ultraman series named Buska, which is a really silly looking kaiju. It's very cute. Went on to have its own show, put it in other shows, became kind of like a mascot looking thing, just like a really dumb. Remember that Garamon figure I showed off? They often would show like Garamon and Buska together because they're both like little dummies. But this is from a company. This is like a non-licensed version, so it's weird looking. It's got like a, you know, it's a big thing in Sifubi. If you don't have the license, you put out your own version of it, your own like interesting take on the sculpt, call it something different or whatever. And this definitely doesn't really look like Buska, but I needed it because this is what it looks like.
Oh,
oh my god.
Cute.
That's pretty awesome.
God. He's eating rice. Buska is often seen eating, so he's got rice. He's got these little weird things on his head that they definitely just went ahead and went for it with those.
Yeah.
And also he's got a bit of the Gollum going on.
Like a carriage detail.
Okay. Went ahead and gave him his little bits. But yeah, this is my oh, and this is from a Small Monster Toys on Instagram. You can go check them out. They do different colorways of this guy, but that's it.
Maybe he's the golden goose.
The lucky golden goose.
Yeah. I got one more thing if you want me to go ahead.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird kaiju and Garamon, remember I showed off that big purple Garamon a couple weeks ago? I wanted more. It wasn't enough Garamon for me, and I found this vintage 1978 from the company Popey. I think it's Popey. It's
Popey. Yeah.
Is it Popey?
Fun fact, Popey made the first wrestling figures. There you go.
Look at this guy.
Ooh. Yay. Oh.
I love it so much.
That's such a cutie. Like,
he is amazing. Yeah.
He woke up like this.
He's got a grumpy face. Oscar the Grouch-esque.
Yes. Like HR Puffin stuff meets Oscar.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's that's really awesome. Cute.
I love it. And, you know, these two can be best friends.
Oh,
man. Aww. Jess hooked you up for your birthday, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, she gave you that one. Okay. But still, I still think she hooked you
but
up.
But she did. She did.
Yeah, but she did.
Keep her.
Ring.
We all know. Listen, we all have. I know this every year, hooked birthday, Christmas. You get your gifts. You go, this is great. I want to go buy more things. Like, I do that all the time. Because you just can't stop. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Good pickups.
True.
I don't have any pickups this week, but I've got my eye on a couple things on eBay. I'm
are you trying to just like you're trying to like make up for not having something?
No, I mean like... really, like it's actually kind of freeing because I talked about beating FOMO a couple weeks ago, and I have had less of that inclination to just drive to Target and buy something for the sake of buying something. More than I have in like my entire toy collecting career, if you can call it that. Like, I just want to buy things I really love and care about. I already got the Ghostbusters stuff that has come out, caught up on the modern lines that I dig. So there you go.
Yeah. Hey, Craig,
and I got a car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Congratulations on that.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that your pickup?
Car? Yeah. I guess that's my pickup that I can't show off, but I did decide on the name. So I can announce that. Okay. It's my car is a 2015 Honda CRV. It's a bronze brownish tone. It's
plate EX.
Not giving any of address? That out. I'm not giving you my address. None of that stuff. sorry, officer. It's a beautiful car, and I named it Baragon.
After nice.
The big monster kaiju.
Because you're Baragon to work in your car.
Yes. Well, I named it that because there's some. The car sort of resembles Baragon's ears a little bit, and then the colors are very similar. And Baragon's a burrower who doesn't really, from what I've seen, I watched one of his movies, doesn't seem to start shit as much as it's just like, you know, other people attack him.
Yeah.
So that's going to be
banishing it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I was like, I want to, that's me on the road now. Like, I'm just going my own way, being safe, let everyone else do their thing.
Yeah. Is it a pickle car? You missed that last week.
What's a pickle car?
just Jacob has a pickle car and so did Peter.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea that I could get a pickle car. That's
it incredible. Wasn't Peter. It was Steve.
Steve had a pickle car. Well, we all want
Peter one. Might have a pickle I'd love car that. Too. I don't know.
You don't know.
I'll ask Gabby.
So, okay. Good stuff, guys. Great mm-hmm. pickups. If you guys have pickups in the chat, let us know. We'll highlight some of our favorites. Let's
talk about the FOMO some people are getting about a certain drop this morning.
Should we talk about Mondo?
Let's talk about Mondo.
Should we do it?
Let's do it. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Because I already have it pulled up.
Yeah, I did too, just in case. But you go ahead.
Actually, I had the wrong thing pulled up. We'll talk about that later. All right, here we go. Nope. There it is. Thank you to Toy Arc for supplying the... Look at that.
You know that Mondo has a website? Mondoshop.com, in which they have like turnarounds and everything.
Yeah, dude. Update. Yeah. That's evolved.
Look, first of all, whole cruise. So
first
far.
Of all,
look at that cruise.
If you don't have this whole game, look at that.
Like, dang. Are you even alive?
Slow clap for the Mondo team.
Mondo.
Yeah, dude.
And if you guys missed the Mondo stream, it was at 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. You can catch it on the replay on their YouTube channel. All right, let's talk about Rogue.
A lot of great information about the sculpting and stuff.
All right, Ryan, take us away. Rogue, 1/6 scale. I've been hearing about this for what feels like months. It's out.
So it went on sale at 10 a.m. my time. At 9 a.m. my time, I was already hitting the refresh button on the Mondo shop page. In fact, I think I even texted Peter and I was like, hey, I'm probably the only psycho doing this, but I'm already refreshing the page for the last 40 minutes. And then Mad Hatter texted me and he's like,
a weird thing.
Hey, have you been on the Mondo page yet? Have you seen anything? So he was already doing it. And then so was Ryan Tick. So like there was already a bunch of us already like getting the toy anxiety of ordering this because
that's what that is. That's like the, in its most purest form.
Yeah.
In its most purest form. And for a lot of us, we were like there was something in the air with this figure from the moment it was announced. And then we saw it at Designer Con. We knew that this is the figure where everyone's going to go, oh shit, Mondo's making X-Men toys. Like we knew this was going to be the one.
Right.
And so I said, I'm not taking any chances. I don't care if there's still Jubilees there. I don't care if it took days for the Sabretooth limited edition. I said, Rogue is going to be different. I can fail it. And I was right. And I had everything set up the night before on my Mondo account. So I was like, all I had to do was go add to cart, ship. And sure enough, everything worked out. I had her paid for before it was even 10:01.
Wow.
5 minutes later.
Real fan.
She sold out. Thousand figures in 5 minutes. That's amazing.
If you guys ever wanted
to
you know what Ryan Dole, Ryan Dole closes his eyes, this is what is in it. You can see
Charmed Life,
through his eyes. Look at that.
It's a beautiful toy.
Yeah, it's fucking gorgeous.
sculpted by Alex Brewer, one of my hosts on Gotham City Tonight.
Your co-host made you refresh an hour early?
Damn.
Dude.
No, I... Well, it's funny, too, because I was talking to him this morning as well, and Alex was saying, like, he was nervous because he was hoping it would sell. Like, come on, dude.
Wait a minute, but it says add to cart.
Well, that's because... No. There's two versions. There is the exclusive website version that comes with three extra heads and the Sentinel head. Right. And then there's the regular timed edition. The timed edition is available. But you can't
that's good to know. That's good information, though.
So you can still get this beautiful figure.
Yeah.
You just don't get that freaking badass looking Sentinel base.
Gotcha.
Or I think the best head is the Winky head.
The winking head too. Yep. Yeah. That's what I'm probably going to put on.
Because that's what when I think about Rogue, most of the time she's winking at him.
Dude.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
She's riding a horse. Like that.
She's riding a horse.
Riding a pterodactyl.
I was more scared than a long tailed cat.
I know. Is it Sauron? And is that a direct rip from the Lord of the Rings? Anyway, continue. We'll talk about that
later. Well, kind of, but it's spelled,
but
like
it's like
dinosaur.
soar.
Dinosaur on.
Right. Very cool. Briar Shin, that X-Men Evolution head as well. Also the part of the exclusive. So good.
I saw somebody on Twitter today was like, it comes with the X-Men Evolution head, which is the superior show. I was just like, calm down.
Oh, I like that show a lot too. But come on, like the hair on this.
Yeah, it's
is
a
like
good show, perfect. But it's come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come, this, on. Come on. This figure
they're
is
not making like, X-Men Evolution 97. Maybe they will.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
It depends on how good this is or how well it does.
So, Ryan, which ones of these do you have?
So I've only have ordered Logan, which the Americans are getting. For some reason, Canadians have to wait, which I call bullshit. I think for any kind of Sabretooth and Wolverine, and if they eventually get to Deadpool, I think that Canadians should automatically get those first, and Americans should have to wait an extra year before getting them. I think that. but Rogue. So I'm gonna have Logan and Rogue. I gotta hang tight. I can't be spending all willy-nilly. I gotta be cautious of what I'm doing.
Right.
And but I do want to still pick up Jubilee and Gambit now. I think this is it. The floodgates are like they're ready to burst.
You're done. It's over.
Well, if I don't even get Jubilee, I at least want the Gambit to go with this Rogue.
Yeah, you have to.
And Jacob, where are you on these? So you did not pick up the Rogue this morning.
Well, I was working and I just didn't think about it and just completely forgot to stop working and buy a toy. So when I got done with my work, I was like, oh, cool. That one sold out. So I'll probably just go ahead and pick up the timed edition because I do want the Rogue. I have the Magneto, the Comic-Con one, and those are the only, those will be the only two so far, but I want to go back. I was looking at Wolverines on eBay this morning, and I think you can get the Wolverines for under what, the original list price. So I'm going to have to be picky and choosy about this line because I just don't have the space to get all of them. Mm-hmm. And especially, like, they're going to keep going, so there's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, I might not be able to get all of the villains or Sabretooth or, I don't know. Yeah. But I do want to get my favorites. And, I didn't start this line right when it started like an idiot. But I did get the Magneto and I'll be picking up a Rogue.
You know what they should do? Mondo should do 1/6 scale X-Men premium subscription. You get one a month. You get one a month. And then at the end, there's an exclusive.
Oh, the end of what?
The end of your life. The end of the last day. On your deathbed, they give you the Professor X that you didn't even know existed.
Oh, that's going to... When they do... I'm still thinking about the big boys, right? Like
the eternity plan.
At some point, they're going to get to Beast. They're going to have to get to Xavier in that big-ass chair.
Juggernaut or Blob or something.
Juggernaut, right?
Like those were... Yeah.
Yeah,
I love these.
Hey, we have a super chat from Attack Peter. He says, Mr. Craig Attack needs to read a sad comment in the X-Men Evolution fan voice. Gabby and I are laughing hard over here. Love you guys. Glad Abby's back. Yeah, thank you, Peter. I'll do that. If I'll find I'm sure there's some sad comments about the Mondo drop today. I'll find one and
do
a little bit of that. Listen, my new character, mad about the X-Men guy.
Yeah. mad about X-Men.
I'm mad about X-Men. I mean, dude, I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly where I'm going to find some X-Men sad comments.
Yeah. Oh, just the internet?
The internet. I'm going on to the internet. Mm-hmm. I think Mondo's killing it. I mean, we've talked about it a lot. Obviously, these are incredible figures. They're incredibly detailed. Listen, Hasbro makes the Marvel Legends are all amazing. This is a whole different thing, different scale. Very detailed.
And I'm going to collect both. I'm going to collect both Marvel Legends and Mondo because
I think that's the thing that's crazy. When you go back and look at the the whole group shot together, like when you look at that,
what the fuck?
Those are action figures. That ain't no cartoon show. I mean, it is. But it's on, like Ryan
Craig
always says,
get to talk anymore.
Hey, no, fuck that. Just because you came back 1 week.
I do what I want.
Listen, what I'm saying is Ryan always says, everything's very on model. It doesn't, like, these look like they jumped off of your screen.
Yeah.
And sat on your lap, which would be so fun.
The weight, color, muscle balance, all the color is so good.
Curvature, yeah.
And the best part is like when McFarlane releases his own Batman animated series line and goes, "Hold my beer, I can do this."
McFarlane. Well, wait, did you say Batman or X-Men?
He has Batman line when he starts putting the cell shading on and starts putting the line work there. And it's like, oh man, these are.
Hey guys, hold my glass.
These are
hold
my milk.
Hold my milk.
Hold my glass of milk.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for growth. Those figures.
The OFG.
OFG all day.
I just like. You can already picture like. You know, the Comic-Con exclusive Professor Xavier comes with Cerebro, and like, it's just going to be such a good toy.
Because those, like, the effects for the head are going to look spot on. You know it.
Mm. And I guess an animated Deadpool, is that on the table, do we think, for this line?
It could be. He did appear in the cartoon, so it could happen.
Yeah.
Hang on. Flash 739. I hope Mondo makes a cheap 3-pack of mutant racists with signs.
Oh, like a builder pack.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Army builder of Friends of Humanity.
Yeah.
Just army build.
Right.
Let's go to the chat. There's a lot of stuff happening. Davy Soccer, I will tear down a wall and sell a kidney for a Mondo 1/6 scale Blackbird. Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah. Johnny Cock.
That would
I know
be
it's
bigger
not...
than my apartment.
Well,
you can live in it then.
You can live in your Blackbird. Oh, that would actually be fun. I'd like to live in a toy.
Okay.
Do I make the joke? No, but I had a good one. The punchline was a toy lives in her. Not you, just people. I should keep going.
Yeah,
Johnny Cock.
Let's move past this.
I know it's not feasible for them to do it, but I would love a 1/6 Mondo Captain Power and the Soldiers of the Future figures. I read that as Captain Planet in my head, so I'm glad I actually. I would also like. I would also like.
Yeah,
Mondo.
You slow down and thought for a second.
Oh, fucking God. Quip, hold my monster truck. Oh, come on. That's funny. Fincher Technologies, holding out hope and wallet for a Mondo Real Ghostbusters line. God, would that be fucking cool.
Yeah, dude.
Come on. Anybody, please make a Real Ghostbusters figure.
Peter, you're in the chat.
Yeah, make it happen. Somebody. Mm-hmm. Steven McFarlane, hold my baseball. Yeah, that's what he would say. Hold my baseball. Nice. Hold my baseball. I got Batman figures coming. And so on and so on. Lots of good stuff, guys. Lots of good stuff.
Yes, and one day we'll get a Mondo Nightcrawler and I will lose my goddamn.
Yes.
Yeah.
That will also be a must buy.
Think about it too. Like, if you take a look at what Rogue comes with already, like, you know he's gonna come with, like, they should do the alternate torso like they did with Phantasm.
Yeah,
where you could take the torso off and then put it on a, like, on a Banff effect.
Oh, that would be cool. I just hope, like, I know Nightcrawler wasn't in that original show so much. I mean, I know they're making him more of a character in 97, but he wasn't in the old,
just a very, like, a handful
couple episodes. So it feels like it might be one of the characters that they don't get to until, like, down the road. But Nightcrawler is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed. You know,
I cannot wait to see what Mondo has in store for this year, as far as these X-Men releases and everything else. We saw some really cool stuff at Comic-Con last year, including a Megan figure. Dude, Megan.
Yeah.
Megan 2 is going to happen. What was that? Doing the
Megan
dance?
2.0?
Megan 2.0.
Yeah.
That's probably what they'll call it. Mm-hmm. They've got that Kurt Russell, the Thing figure. There's just some really great stuff. Mm-hmm. So, anything else on this that we need to acknowledge before we move on?
No, but just congratulations to Alex and Andrew, like, everyone that was part of making this line happen, because I think now they are on everyone's radar at this point.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal to sell. I think even Attack Peter said in the stream today too, they sold a shit ton of Gambits today as well. So
that's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's what happened.
You got to get them both. I wish we had. I'm currently living in regret.
I was working today, and
I was like, "Did we get it?"
Abby walked back. She goes, "Did we get it?" And I went, "I was like, get what?" She's like, that rogue, did we get it? I was like, no. She goes, why? I was like, I don't know. Do you want it? It's $230. Do you want?
I was like, banana.
She just that. She didn't even answer me. She just did the song and walked out. It was insane. Yeah. It was so crazy.
Well, it's almost like you should know at this point. We've been talking about this figure every day for 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had other things going on.
Yeah.
Just make it spreadsheets.
I want it eventually. Rogue is an inspiration. I think she's awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, she's great.
Before we talk about Marvel Legends, we didn't get a chance. I think this was announced last week right after our show, and it's so dumb we just have to talk about it. So McFarlane has signed a deal with Universal to put out some more product. And this happens to be for the movie Maniacs. They're not even fit. Have you guys seen these at Target?
Yeah, they're
like statues. It's like a total it looks like the cover of Toy Fair magazine 1999.
I was going to say, it sounds like a McFarlane line from 1999.
Mm-hmm. So just reading, there's a very specific thing in here that made me laugh. That's why I wanted to acknowledge it. McFarlane Toys has announced collaboration with Universal Product and Experiences to expand their Movie Maniacs brand with a range of posed figures and digital collectibles. Ooh, can't wait.
Based ooh, a JPEG? Can I?
Oh, dude, I got a PDF. NBC Universal's most iconic characters. Here we go. Coming to retail this spring. A nod to fan favorite comedies of the 80s. The first wave includes Jake Blues from the Blues Brothers. Yes, one Blues Brother.
Not
Belushi.
Not Dan Aykroyd.
John Belushi, Blues Brother. Andy Stitzer from the 40-Year-Old Virgin, which never knew his last name. Christ. But he's finally being made into an action figure. Mm-hmm. And the dude from the Big Lebowski. So we'll be looking forward to all of that.
Wow. What a groundbreaking, collaboration we're mm-hmm. getting.
One Blues
write brother. It down in the history book.
Good value.
You get Universal one Studios, Blues Brother. Like,
what would you like? You hear Universal Studios. You're like, to me, I'm thinking like, cool, Jaws, we're gonna get a Simpsons like, roller coaster.
Right, yeah. I just love that. One Blues Brother.
One and, Belushi.
Yeah. I'm sure we can look forward to more exciting releases. We're getting
I Costello. Can't wait for the John Goodman Blues Brother action figure.
I'm surprised that's not the one we got. The kid. What was the kid's name?
Yeah, the little kid. We're gonna get a Costello, not Abbott and Costello, just Costello. Mm-hmm. We're getting two of the Three Stooges, and if we're really lucky. Maybe, just maybe, we'll get Jerry. No Tom, but you get a Jerry. It's fucking stupid.
And I hope we get nobody... at least one of the Beatles for one of these new movies.
Oh my God.
Nobody's buying those. I saw the, there's like a, what's that show with the mustache guy? The soccer show? What's that called?
Oh, Ted Lasso.
Yeah. No one's buying that. Maybe so.
Yeah, but nobody, it's a, that's not a show that you watch and you go, holy shit, I need that toy. Like, it's a great series. It's a wonderful series.
I need a toy of a soccer coach.
But it's like, it's such a good, the show is super good. I know you guys are all making fun of it because you've never watched it.
No, I haven't.
And I'm never going to.
I watched the first episode.
So it was gripping, huh?
I gripped.
Good for you, not for me. It's okay. We can say it.
No, it has nothing to do with the show. It's just a stupid toy. So there you go.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, like I don't want toys of it.
So, all right, let's talk Marvel Legends.
Unless they make Roy Kent, I'd buy Roy Kent.
Who's Roy Kent?
Let's move.
Oh, you haven't watched the show, so
let's move.
Oh, Superman's dad.
Superman's dad.
Oh,
yeah, here. Okay,
Kevin.
Let's move past this.
Let's move past this. Okay, so back. I just thought of when that tornado killed.
I know
Roy
that's
Kent.
What I was thinking.
Put the hand out.
No. Yeah,
Superman just lets him get eaten by a fucking tornado.
I hope that happens in Twister. Like we see Pa Kent come out.
We talked about it on the last episode of YHS. He's probably still in there.
Yeah. Dude, what a virtue signaler.
Every tornado needs a
That's what he was. Paul Kent was like, don't save me. Don't show anyone you can save me. I'll just let this tornado kill me. Hey, remember the Snyderverse? Okay. Marvel Legends recap. Our friends Ryan Ting, Dan Yoon, and Dwight killed it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots of great reveals.
Yeah.
I was aghast at the chat. The live chat in the Marvel Legends stream is like, it's like the most insane group of people I've ever seen in my life. It's like you would think it's way worse than Star Wars collectors. It's like 1,000 times worse, especially since Marvel Legends gets so many incredible releases on a regular basis all year long of deep, 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 deep cut characters. Mm-hmm. And they still complain. So sorry you guys can't be happy, but Ryan,
I'm happy.
I thought this was pretty good today.
What makes me happy is this is something I've been asking for. I kept saying if they ever do Kazar, so I actually wanted a Savage Land line.
Right.
Like it's just a wave. Like make me a Savage Land wave with a build of Zabu, build a Sabretooth, right? Well, I got part of that.
Yeah.
I got part of that. So I'm really stoked that they're doing it because this Sabretooth Tiger looks amazing as a build a figure. Kazar, I love Kazar because I love Savage Land. Anyways, regardless. What? You're scrolling like crazy. Where are we starting? Just from here? Then? Is this what's happening? We're going to just... Okay, let's do this.
We'll scroll through and we can just hide.
God, you're scrolling etiquette, Craig.
Jesus.
This is not going to be a new thing. If anybody wants to hire a fucking producer to scroll, find someone. Find someone who could scroll like me. I dare you. Sorry, Ryan. Keep going.
You can scroll like Craig and refresh like Ryan.
They started off the show.
Yes, with a giant man update.
Right. Just doing some recaps.
Yep, that's it. Okay. Some house cleaning.
Right.
Is that what they call it? When you do your recap. Housekeeping.
Keeping
that's it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Keep her in the house.
So usually Toy Arc will have like a gallery, but it looks like they're all right here. So I'll just kind of keep scrolling. Jake, Ryan, Abby, if anybody wants to comment on
this
anything.
This is the Doctor Strange and my best friend and yours, Morbius, two-pack. Yeah. From the Spider-Man animated series that we were just talking about. So this would be from season 3 of Spider-Man
the VHS animated series.
I only know that right off the bat because I've been rewatching the series. this is a great two-pack. I like this Morbius. I think this is I'm probably going to end up getting this. I can't help myself. I have problems. but I want this Morbius. This is cool.
Yeah, these are both cool.
I hope they make the whole bat one where he's all like a bat.
They're going that way. I mean, this have you been watching Spider-Man because of the inevitable crossover in X-Men 97?
I'm hoping that does happen as well.
I mean, they're already showing like that Daily Bugle newspaper and it's like says it's something Spider-Man about Spider-Man on it. Yeah, so it's he's going to be in there.
Real quick, we have a Super Chat. David Sockcracker says, the best reveal is that Ryan, Dwight, and Dan all survived the Hasbro layoffs. They're a great team and are nailing the comic figures. Yeah. I mean, it's really fucked up when anybody gets let go. But we're glad that those guys are there and killing it as always. Okay. Keep going here.
Yeah. Then we got Prowler. Miles Morales, his uncle. Again, this is from the animated series look and style and design, including you get, I'm always going to call him Uncle Aaron, but you get Uncle Aaron's head as well, which is great. So this is probably going to be another one of those figures. I know it's a Walmart exclusive, which makes it a pain in the ass. The great thing about these Walmart exclusives of Marvel Legends is that they eventually show up on eCollectibles.com and Big Bad Toy Store.
Sure.
Another fan channel exclusive. Look at that lingo. This Carnage, not even a Carnage fan. This Carnage is a must own.
That's very cool looking.
It is cool.
All of the animated series stuff that they've been doing is just, it's all been perfect. And it looks so much like what it did in the show. And even like, you know, I've been buying the X-Men stuff, but when they first started doing the Spider-Man animated series stuff, I passed, but it's like, I feel like a bad person every time they put out new, because you know, the Spider-Man animated series was like just as much a part of my childhood as X-Men and Batman, the animated series. And they're just putting out all of this like perfect, you know, product from it.
Yeah, look at that arm, blade. God,
I think the most, I honestly think the most fucked up thing in my life is that likely Hasbro is never going to have the DC license to do a, like a proper DC Legends line where they could,
Can you just imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like,
I do every day. Now, whenever I go to refill my water cup, I think about what Hasbro could do with the DC Legends line.
Because here's the thing, like DC Direct Batman animated series is a great line. And God bless Todd McFarlane for continuing it. Kind of. DC Multiverse. Again, I'm buying some of those figures. I got all those Batman and Robin figures last week, but again, they're big, they're clunky, they don't stand, and the scale, like last time I checked, Mr. Freeze, Poison Ivy, Robin, Batgirl, and Batman, not all the same height in that movie, right? But in Multiverse, they're all the same
height. Multiverse, they are the same height. This is the same height world.
Batgirl's as tall as Mr. Freeze. Everything's
the same except every human being is the same size.
Yeah. It's like playing WCW NWO Revenge. Like, whoa, Rey Mysterio and the Shire are the same size.
It must be same size world.
Thanks, Todd. Anyway, I digress. Back to Marvel.
Okay. But again, I think this figure is going to be really popular and it's going to be like, it's going to be a hot figure. And so, may the gods be in your favor when hunting this one, and hopefully they'll show up later down the road on Big Bad Toy Store and stuff as well. Again, another more stuff for the Wolverine anniversary line. This is a Spider-Man Wolverine 2-pack to go with your the Richards kids came out a couple of years ago. So now you can finish that team. This is like a whole like they finish a couple teams. On this stream, but anyways, I digress. So they're showing Val and now Franklin, and and there's the Fantastic Four costumed up Wolverine and Spider-Man, the greatest repaints of
all
time.
It's just so funny seeing like people complain so much about how many Wolverines there are, and you're scrolling, and it's just like, oh, cool, Wolverine's in the Fantastic Four now. Yeah.
I can't. They even said we got way more Wolverines coming this year, Happy just like yes.
But the thing is like I think where it seems way more acceptable to me for repaints like this because. They did this at some point. This happened in the comics, right? Yeah. What you see in Star Wars a lot of time is like Fantasyland repaints. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's Chrome now. Like that's
shit. It's Christmas.
It's Halloween.
Like this shit happened. Now, Ryan, when did Wolverine
there's precedent for it?
When did Wolverine do this?
Oh my gosh! I'm going to say it feels like 5 years ago, but it was probably 10 at this point.
Okay.
I like the, I didn't read any of these comics, but I just like thinking about, you know, the Fantastic Four has always been like, it's a family, they're a family dynamic.
Yeah. Right.
I like picturing like Wolverine coming in and just being like, I'm in the Fantastic Four now. And they're like, no, there's four of us, we're a family. And he's just like, I don't care, bub. And he just like, just does it.
The best there is what I do in my family.
I'm a lone wolf, kids. So I'm joining the team.
So these are fun. I really got a kick out of these.
I think the Spider-Man is like really fun in this blue.
Yeah.
Every time they do a Marvel Legends stream, I'm like, ooh, I need to get back into Marvel Legends. I forgot. Yeah. As if it's like a revelation.
This is the Captain America from the Hail Hydra era. Secret Empire miniseries that probably some bad timing when this book came out because everyone's kind of already on the edge. But I actually really like this figure, and that this was also a Walmart exclusive. I'm also going to try and get this, but we'll see. The Walmart's getting the good exclusives. I'm not really digging that. Then we have this Amazon. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't care about Captain America. Scroll past Captain America. The Zola here and
Thank
Zemo
you. Talking
are
about that.
The these dude That is the best looking toy I've ever seen. That Zola is so cool. It looks so good. You don't see a lot of orange on the
bright.
You see
orange.
A lot of nice. You see a lot of nice bright colors, but I feel like orange is a color you don't see a lot. Mm-hmm. And the orange and purple combo. This is just like one of the best looking toys I've ever seen.
That it's one great. Caught my eye too during the stream, Jacob. Yeah. I love it.
Those now this one's an Amazon exclusive. Okay. Yeah, these look great. Fuck yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Dude, I like I'm never gonna be like a big Marvel Legends guy because it's just not in my DNA, but I can't even say I'm envious because that would go against my new collector mentality. What I am is this is like the Ryan Dole mentality. I'm excited for Marvel Legends collectors.
Yeah,
that this is something that you get to buy. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Very happy. Yeah. Me, Baron Zemo.
All right, here we go. So these look great. Nick Fury Jr.
Whoa.
I knew. I watched that today.
Okay, take us through it, Craig. Who's in this three pack?
Nick Fury Jr.
Three pack. Not to put you on the spot if you're going to. Okay. Go ahead.
Hal Clay.
Hal Clay. Dude, that is the best Hal Clay. You know
wait,
who this
is. This Black Widow's sister?
No. Try okay. again.
Who is it?
But you're in the right area of Marvel.
So it's a woman.
It's a woman. She's in the MCU. She's in the MCU. Okay. And she's been in she was a main side character in Civil War.
I
is this know? Robin Sparkles?
She's also related to the woman that Captain America has a boner for.
Oh, it's
Peggy.
Peggy's niece or whatever.
Oh, yeah. From Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sharon Carter.
Sharon Carter.
You got it,
Sharon
Craig.
Carter.
She snuck a little kiss with my main man Chris Evans. Aww. And I liked it.
You did good. You did good.
She lived next door to my friend. Version. Remember that app?
Yeah.
The actress lived next door to Michael for a while for some reason. Oh, they were filming.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter. Moving on. These look great.
That's her comic book figure. I think this is a great three pack, and I'm probably going to get this.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
This is great.
I thought it was Sharon Osbourne.
Right?
That would be that'd be a McFarland thing. We'll bring it back, the Osbournes. Okay.
We'll bring it back. I want that Dum Dum Dugan, though, more than any of them in that three pack.
It's really cool looking.
It's so really cool. He's been long overdue for a figure. Right. And then, speaking of Black Widow,
Mask
of the
Red Death
villain. Yeah, Mask of the Red
Toy.
It's Red Widow. She's fairly new to me. I don't know much about her other than I do know she is a Black Widow villain.
Hmm. Cool.
Oh my God.
Is this one like
talking about this?
He's doing this to me to make me tougher. Is that what
he's? No, it's what he's love. Doing is gaslighting you because he was just bullying you last week.
Yeah, I know.
No. On the internet, nothing.
He plays Big Brother when he's not on the show, but then he comes on and he's.
Then he actually acts like a real Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Listen, I'm talking about Rogue. What do you guys want from me? Okay.
Well, when it's Peter's birthday, Craig gets a gift too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I had a privileged childhood. I got gifts on my brother's birthday. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
You guys make fun of me for it. Like, it was great. I got presents. It was awesome.
We're jealous. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, what do we got here?
It's what's his face from the Eternals. I never know how to pronounce anybody's name, so I'm not even going to try. It's like Iculus or something.
Icarus.
Flew too close to the sun. Yeah.
John. Thank you. Eternal. John F. Eternal.
John Eternal.
But I like that they're doing like the Jack Kirby style costume and all that. I think that's really, really nice. This is probably so. I think someone said in the chat they're finally going to have an Eternals figure that's not going to peg warm. Which
it might still peg warm, but no, it's better toy.
Come on,
But I think this is I do think this is a great figure. I think it's great looking. Yeah. I never got into the Eternals. I never really could.
Mm. No one did.
That's just me. That's just
no
me.
No one did.
Mm-hmm. Not Superman.
That's okay. Right. So this is an awesome figure.
This, take me through it, Craig.
Fuck you. I didn't
I'm just
saying it's an awesome figure. I'm not going to. I can't.
I'm doing that
whole...
to you because I can't remember who this guy is either.
It's Thor. Dude. It looks like Thor.
It's Thor, but not Thor.
Yeah, it's not. It's Dark World Thor. Cool.
Yeah. It's but Thor, either way, this, but I am with Craig on this. This toy looks awesome. Yeah. Like for a figure that's just like two kind of colors, he looks awesome. He looks so good.
Iron Man.
Yeah,
this is a unpainted Iron Man variant. You paint him yourself.
I like this prototype. My Chemical Thor.
I love that. Yeah. Another more recent Iron Man figure from the comics. I keep wanting to like the Invincible Thor.
I don't know.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Check this out.
I like that. I like
her. Let's go through it. We're all X-Men fans here. Let's talk about her. Jacob, I want to hear your thoughts first.
Yeah, I love it. There's more orange. She's a wolf. She's wearing the gold, you know, the yellow and blue, which is iconic. This is a perfect toy. I don't know what else there is to say about
it. You know what else makes her perfect, Jacob?
What's that?
You can now finish your your 90s X-Factor team.
I didn't know what you were gonna say after finish.
Hey man, sometimes we just some furries we're into, and this just happens to be one of them.
As far as Marvel Legends go, I know you know, you guys know that I don't buy everything. I try to stick to, you know, X-Men and the X-Men team, and sometimes that means I don't buy anything in the waves, but there's two figures in this wave that I'll be picking up, and this is one of them.
Yeah This is awesome.
I knew it when I saw it.
Yeah, Abby called it.
So that's Jacob's girlfriend.
Someone's saying here we need Feral Dave Cabell and Flash 739, and now they can use some of those parts too to make her as well to finish off your X-Force team, so this will be awesome. This Cable is a must have for me because this looks like he just got ripped out of Marvel versus Capcom 2.
Oh yeah.
I love this figure. I can't wait to own the shit out of it.
This is the second figure in the line I'll be picking up. It's like classic Cable.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cable's cool.
David Cabal, Ryan, did you hear about the Rob Liefeld figures?
Liefeld figures? I did. No.
Wait, the Deadpool guy?
Deadpool guy. He's probably making Youngblood or something. I don't know. Who knows?
Show us.
I hope it looks like his artwork.
I was about to say, I hope it doesn't look like his artwork.
No, because it's like, how did, is there going to come with a base that covers the feet?
It's too much plastic to do something like, hey, wait, it covers the feet. You don't see it. There's no feet.
It's just the packaging.
I don't like it.
But it's got like a chest that comes out to here.
It's pretty crazy that, like, little tangent here, he invented Deadpool. That's pretty cool. You ever think about that? Like, imagine being the guy who invented,
he created Deadpool in the sense that, like, he designed the costume. We called him, I don't even know if he's the one that named him Wade Wilson.
Is he the guy who stole Deadpool from DC, or like, who came first, Deadpool or
Deathstroke came first?
Okay, so Rob Liefeld is the guy who stole Deadpool.
He stole Deadpool.
He put Deathstroke in a Spider-Man costume and called him Deadpool.
Yeah,
It's kind of what he did. And the Deadpool, how
the
we
costume
know him,
is barely different.
Okay. Yeah, the guy who invented chicken cordon bleu. It's like, it's just chicken with ham and cheese. He didn't invent anything.
outdated
dish.
But for like, even like the Deadpool as we know it, the one that breaks the fourth wall and is funny and all that stuff, that didn't come till like way later when Rob, Rob was like way, this is when he got fired from Image like the third time. Okay, and cool. He's like, what's the guy, the writer's name? It's like around the tip of my tongue, but Ed McGuinness was the artist. And that's when the series took off. He had his own solo title and he became the Deadpool we all know. And it's amazing. I feel bad for not remembering the writer's name.
I believe it's Ryan Reynolds.
It's not. No, shut up.
That's my Deadpool.
Attack Peter saying Gail Simone.
It's
Gail
not Simone. Gail Simone.
It's not. David says Joe Casey.
Joe Casey. Thank you.
We're just throwing
Joe Kelly.
Joe Kelly.
That's it.
Okay. Look at this. This was awesome teamwork.
Yeah, great job, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
We're for like helping me. We're stars. Like all combined could be like a Goodwill Hunting. Like we all know a little bit of math and you get the equation.
If you put the four of us plus the 263 people in the live chat right now,
yeah,
we know who created Deadpool. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Almost done here. Mm-hmm. He-Man. We got a He-Man.
This is Tarzan. He's more like Tarzan.
He's
honestly.
More. Yeah, he's definitely.
He's the
more
son of the man who created the Savage Land or found the Savage Land.
Okay.
Yes.
What's his name?
Tarzan. I can't remember his name.
Kazar.
Mm-hmm. But he's literally. It's literally Tarzan. Like his family ended up on the Savage Land and they die, and he has to grow up in a fucking smart cat. Raises him. Like that's what his story is.
You know, there's all these stories over the years of some kid getting lost in the jungle and the animals raising him. I just want to go out on a limb. Don't think it would go down like that. I think they'd just kill him.
They'd probably just
they'd be dead.
Yeah, but what you don't know is that this particular cat is like really it's like human smart.
Sentient, yeah.
Yeah.
Caring.
And this is the Build-A-Figure. So we talked about that earlier. So very
and again, this is a great Build-A-Figure. 31 points of articulation, folks.
Wow, count them.
For you joint queens out there, you're going to lose your goddamn mind.
Look at him go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm going to need this to go with my bear and my moose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, big boys. I think Mythic Legion should do a saber-toothed tiger.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
And then
Frazar. That's good.
And it's funny because he played George of the Jungle. So it all that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's layered. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good job, chat. Well done, chat.
And the whale.
And the whale. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and these go for pre-order this week.
You guys ever just think about the whale for a second? What a fucking crazy movie. Last year was a weird movie year. The whale.
Hartford, the whale.
I can't believe he finally learned how to fly.
Yeah. Ryan's quoting Walrath. One of my favorite all-time moments ever was after the day we all watched The Whale. And Jake calls and I go, man, what'd you think? And you go, and this is like, no joke, no
I don't even facetiousness. Remember
what, yeah. He goes, I thought it was like, it's actually really heartwarming. And I was like, I mean, yeah, but. After just finishing it, I was just I almost just fucking punned myself out of existence. I said I was a blubbering mess. But it was so sad. But there is like a good, there's a good Brendan Fraser's great. Fraser's great.
He's great. Yeah. Fraser, yeah. I'm gonna watch The Mummy this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
And The Mummy Returns. I'm gonna watch both of those this weekend.
There's some good looking people in those movies.
Yeah, that's a fun time.
Tom Cruise. Everybody.
Yeah, I'll be wearing sweatpants. Oh, Tom Cruise.
Sorry, I went dark. Universe on y'all's asses. I don't know what that voice I did. Just pretty awesome. I straight up, dude. I love doing dark universe humor. What else? Hey, you know what? I'm proud of us. We got to do a Marvel Legends recap the day it dropped. We didn't, you know, usually it's like they'll do it on a Wednesday and then there's 12 other streams who do it before we do.
Right.
And we finally got to do one day of. That was pretty cool.
Hey, there's one more figure that I don't know if it was shown in there or not, but they are doing a deluxe Sam Wilson Captain America figure as well.
Oh.
Yeah, let me.
I'm just I just want to bring it up because I want to get that figure and I think it's really cool because it's based on the comic book. It's really
well.
Nice.
They were talking about one of the things they said was there is going to be a decent amount of Captain America stuff being released this year because the new Captain America movie was supposed to be released this year.
Right.
Hmm.
But it's had a whole film's worth of reshoot. They've basically shot the movie twice at this point. Not joking at all.
I hope they, I hope it's like a Exorcist prequel kind of situation, and they release the movie, it doesn't do well, so then they like, fuck it, let's release the first version,
multiple versions,
Disney Plus, oh, and we get two versions of the movie. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Captain, yeah, that's, Captain, that's America minus movie. One.
Listen, I'm excited. I really liked Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah, it was great. Here's a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you just put both movies in the theaters, but you don't tell anybody which. Like,
oh, mystery.
Dude, it's just, it's a like mystery a, which
it's
theater
a Kinder surprise egg
is showing which one.
Ah,
yeah.
Yes.
I honestly think they should just do that with all movies. I think you should like, never know what movies.
Yeah, mystery Hold movies. Plaza does that.
There was a Colossus Juggernaut 2-pack today.
It's a re-release. They're reissuing the original one. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. There was
Well, they... good, because I need it.
You need that shit?
Yeah, dude. That Colossus is super nice. I'm gonna get another one just so I can have another Colossus and a third Juggernaut figure.
Yeah. You need that. In your
and you get it wet. Bring in the bathtub. Mm. Okay.
What? I'm not like a gremlin, like it's gonna reproduce. It's like,
maybe you don't know. Have you tested it? You don't know.
Have I fed my Juggernaut after midnight?
That's a really good icebreaker. What one thing in the world do you wish had gremlin rules? Like if you got it wet, it would just multiply.
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, that was easy. Low hanging fruit. Yeah.
I'm not even going anywhere. I'm not gonna get caught up in your madam web of lies.
Of debauchery.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
That was pretty good.
That was didn't awesome. Even take me a second. I knew.
It's right there. No, you don't have to hit refresh.
If you guys want to check out Ryan Dahl's Sydney Sweeney fan fiction, I think the site's going up this week. So,
oh, under a ghostwriter's name, I'm go under Mad Hatter.
That's supposed to reveal your name. We'll talk about this on YHS this week. This has nothing to do with anything, but the rumor is WB is about to hit the control alt delete on the Salem's Lot movie. So, sorry, Jake. It's a bummer.
The fuck? Yeah.
That has nothing to do with toys, but yeah, I'm just sick of them making movies and then deleting them.
Yeah. Yep,
same here.
Like it's
not ethical.
Like it's not on your phone. You're just deleting videos. These are whole movies. Lots of people work really hard on them.
Right.
Correct.
I don't like it. So anyway.
Pisses me off too. Mm-hmm. Now you made me mad.
Now I'm mad. Is there anything else we needed to cover or get to toy wise before we start getting towards sad comments and that kind of stuff?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. No, so we probably owe you guys some bonus content for Patreon. So we'll do an extreme maybe next week, and then we'll have another bonus episode on the audio feed before the end of the month. But we appreciate everybody's continued support. We like pulling back the curtain noise.
Weird sounding curtain.
We like it.
Yeah, where
you what's your curtain? Made
yeah,
of?
Is your curtain wet?
It's made of
wet. Hey, Craig, you got wet curtains.
They just keep multiplying.
Craig
needed more curtains.
I want those curtains to keep multiplying. Don't eat it after midnight or feed it after midnight. Whoops. Okay. What I was saying was we're all very, very busy. We have so much going on. Ryan's got a lot going on professionally. We've got a lot going on professionally, but we got some great stuff coming up. So make sure you are staying tuned to all the YHS content. Make sure you are watching us have some podcasts, Ghostbusters Radio Live, Gotham City Tonight. There's a lot happening. Mm-hmm. In fact, Ryan, what's happening on Gotham City Tonight this week?
Oh, we're going to be talking about like the X-Men trailer. Because that came out like the day after
the X-Men 97
Gotham City Tonight. So we're going to talk about that for a bit. And then we're going to talk about more of that, the Marvel crossover stuff, the Marvel DC crossovers that are coming.
Okay.
Okay.
Because they're going to be re-releasing them And we're kind of hoping that this will lead to Marvel versus DC 2. So we're going to do some fantasy booking of Marvel versus DC 2 of, because a lot of stuff has changed of who's popular, who's not popular.
Sure.
New characters, characters have come back from the dead. So much has happened in the past 30 years. And so we're just trying to, we're going to fantasy book some of that. And we're also going to talk about, as well as Marvel versus DC, Fantastic Four, Superman. They're going to be coming out like same time next year.
And so, I don't know if you're going to get to this. Henry Cavill has all but confirmed he's accepted a role in the MCU. And everybody's trying to figure out what that role is going to be.
It's not Cyclops. If you idiots who think it's Cyclops, you're dumb.
So it could be Captain right Britain.
I think it's Doctor Doom.
Well, I read a whole thing about it today. People think he might not want to wear the mask. Remember Iron Man? Tom Cruise didn't want to be Iron Man because he had to wear a mask the whole time. Can't see his Tom
Cruise. Dodge that bullet.
How about he? Maybe he's like been talking to Ryan Reynolds, where Ryan Reynolds is like, I don't need to show my face. I'm funny.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, well, that's what Craig and I do too.
I think Henry Cavill's a fine actor. I don't know if anybody's ever called him funny. Yeah, well, you know who's hilarious? Henry Cavill.
And you know what? We should cover it. He'd be a really funny Doctor Doom if he kept that mask on. Right. Yeah.
Hey guys, just spitballing here. You know, be hilarious, Doctor Doom, like just out of this world funny. Henry Cavill. Right. Yeah,
you got it. Once
Superman. Yeah.
Super mustache. He'd be so good. What if he played
Block of Wood?
I think if we're doing X-Men, yes. I think I said this in the chat, Colossus. Because he's big and he's handsome.
Sure, but do you think that they're just going to do a CGI Colossus like they've been doing for Deadpool?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Fuck, you're right.
Like, that Colossus is a new Colossus. They could just, he could just be MCU Colossus. Mm-hmm. Because that Colossus isn't in the other X-Men movies. It's a complete redesign.
What an X-Men centric episode. Shout out to the OGs, Patrick Stewart.
Could he Gandalf play like a, do you think he could play like a live action Mr. Sinister, or do you think he should be older?
Holy shit.
That would work.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Yeah, I'm down with that. Make him Juggernaut.
Cavill's got the butt to play Rogue.
Ah, dude. Cool.
Johnny Cock. Dole, you have the prettiest face. Look at that.
Because my face is half covered with hair. That's why. It's
because the gluten-free.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, okay. And then, Jacob, Monster Island this
week? Yeah, we'll have an episode out on Thursday. There was a really big convention over the weekend, and there were tons of reveals. So, yeah, our next episode, we'll be recording it tomorrow night. It's going to be all Kaiju toy reveals, the whole episode. So
nice.
Very cool. And obviously we've got Firehouse Fridays, which I don't know, it might start a week from Friday, might start 2 weeks from Friday, but at some point in the next couple weeks you'll start seeing YHS podcast and our coverage of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire from the set. And we got the Ghostbusters
were on set.
Did you know that?
Wouldn't know. First time I heard you say it.
anyways,
I'm stoked for you guys.
It's gonna be good. And we've got the Ghostbusters world premiere, which is happening in New York City, March 14th. It's been confirmed through back channels to all those American Express holders. And we will be throwing the YHS pre-premiere party once again. But we're not going to really give a lot of details on that. You got to kind of be part of the YHS Patreon to know the ins and outs of where we're going to be partying in New York City.
But if you send me money, I will screen cap the Discord and send it to you.
That's awesome. If you do that, like, good on you.
Yeah, that's great, because it's not in the Discord yet either.
Yeah. It's secondary market, right? Secondary market information prices.
Yeah, Ryan's going to have like 5 passes at very extremely high prices. Attack Peter, what do you say? Henry Cavill as the set of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the whole thing.
He is big enough.
Yeah, it's a big role for him. You can do it.
So we got a lot going on. We appreciate everybody's support. Follow us at YHS Podcast on Instagram and Twitter and all that. Do we have sad comments?
Yeah, I got a couple.
You got a couple?
I'll do one or two.
You got a couple?
Okay. I got 3, I think.
All right.
Oh, hang on. Is Dole coming to NYC? No.
I asked them today. I like tried to have a sincere. I was like, hey, dude, like, let me, I don't try to give all our personal business away, but I called Ryan yesterday, today at some point. I said, hey, dude, like, real quick, no joking, no facetiousness, no putting on a show. Do you want to try to come to New York for the premiere? And he goes, abso-fucking-lutely not. I was like, okay. Yeah, all right.
But I'm stoked for you guys. I'm excited for, like I said, I'm going to do a typical Ryan Dole thing. I'm excited for everyone who's going and wants to go and gets to go and be there.
Yeah.
And I'm super proud of you three and stoked and happy for you three. I shouldn't say proud. I had nothing to do with it. I am very excited, very happy and stoked for you three for getting to do what you're doing as part of that franchise.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, thank you.
You three deserve the spotlight. I'm going to sit back and watch from afar and cheer you on from the other ocean.
It's about us. This whole Ghostbusters thing's about us.
Okay.
Holy shit. This was fun tonight. All right, let's get to some sad comments. Jacob, what do we got?
First one is a short one from McFarlane, and it's on that new Azrael Batman figure they revealed, which I think is kind of a cool
looking. I think the red looks. You're talking about the red one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks cool.
I remember when Azrael.
Not the other one. The other one looks bad.
Remember when Azrael took the mantle of the bat? Let's hear this sad combo. I do. Okay. All right. Here we go. Sad comments. WYHS Radio.
If this sells out in 5 minutes, like Hal Jordan did, I am going to become the actual Joker.
It's a good way to put yourself on an FBI watch list. Well, I don't want the Joker shouldn't have an origin story.
He's an enigma.
The McFarlane Azrael sold out and he snapped. Gave him the Joker.
Take him, chick. Jokerized fandom.
I have two more, and both of them kind of like get to a point where there's no punctuation and start to seem like maybe they're not making any sense. So I just want to give that warning.
Okay.
Yeah, heads up. Jacob does know how to read, but he's going to read.
Know how to read, but I'm going to read it how it's written. But this one is from the Marvel Legends reveal today.
Okay. This is
for the wave, for the big wave. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. All right. Sad comment music right now.
That Vulcan body needs to go. Also, nobody would buy these characters, LOL. People can't even get half Avenger done. Well, because re-releasing stuff is illegal for Hasbro, apparently. Why would we want an ugly repaint of a Thor that is sold on clearance for $7 at the Walmart because nobody wants it?
That's one sentence.
Oh, oh my god!
Cool.
But I like that he says re-releasing stuff is illegal.
Yeah.
Hey, he knows the law.
Hey, he somebody tell Mondo and get that Gambit offline.
All right. So we have another one.
One more, and this one is from McFarlane. What? It's McFarlane, but I can't remember which toy it is. I think it might have just been the blue and gray Batman photo that's maybe like two or three down.
All right. Well, if it's McFarlane, it's probably about Batman.
It's probably a Batman, yeah.
Or the Blues Brothers. Brother.
One of them.
Here we go.
Blues.
All right.
Dave Blues.
Todd McNuggets is losing his mind. No one is buying his toys anymore. I mean, let's face it. He made so much that people buy them and then they resell them because they don't want them anymore. I see this all the time, wall or stack. The basement is stack. There's times where I see people post them and they still have it in box. And they don't even stack them on the walls or open them to assemble them anymore. This is embarrassing. His business will soon be shut down due to the lack of consumers. I love McFarlane speakers. Don't get me wrong. I think they great. I think they awesome to have. But when you realize, when you get older, you're going to look back, I was a lot of money.
They're not even stacked. I love saying that. I Mayor, love that. What do they call them?
Todd McNuggets. I changed my
Todd
name.
Todd McNuggets.
Todd McNugget.
Hey, but what is he talking about? I love McFarlane speakers. They're awesome to have. What?
Maybe he meant McFarlane figures?
Yeah, I'm trying to think Maybe. Too.
I don't know. I don't know.
Speakers?
You're going to grow up one day and realize I was a lot of money.
I cost a lot of money.
Boy, did I cost a lot of money.
Dude, the first Todd McNuggets is losing his mind. Nobody's buying his toys anymore. Has like a cadence to it. And it sounds
Todd
like
McNuggets
the start
is
of
losing
a...
losing his mind.
Nobody was buying his toys anymore. Yeah. You know,
you gotta
it sounds
come up with
like...
a
limerick.
It we sounds like this... some sort of thing. Yeah.
What rhymes with McNugget? Let's say it's
no. It would need to rhyme with anymore.
Well, no, but for the no, I know, but it would be like Todd McNuggets is losing his mind. Nobody's buying his toys anymore. I might say fuck it and say, I might say fuck yeah. it. I'm wasting my time. Da 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 right. da 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 yeah. da da da.
Just make it rhyme.
Just make it rhyme. Todd McNuggets is losing his mind. No one's buying his toys anymore.
It's like a will. It's like a Willy Wonka Oompa
yeah.
Loompa
yeah.
song.
Yeah,
or
yeah. yeah. Todd McNuggets
once was a mayor named McNugget. And I told that guy to fuck it. And I...
So he turned my arms into guns.
Jokerized my buns.
Oh. Well, it's actually, it's. I read a story about this kid in Nebraska. He came home and his whole family had been jokerized.
It's terrible what's happening.
Todd McNugget and the DC multi. The Todd McNugget
Mark
factory.
Yourself safe from
it's fucking great.
Getting jokerized.
Well, listen, guys, this was a lot of fun. We appreciate you being here. Let's go ahead and get you out of here.
Get him in and get him out.
For Abigail yeah. Gardner, yeah. Jacob Walsh, yep. Ryan Dole, we appreciate your support. We'll be back with more Toy Anxiety next week. And God damn it, happy birthday, Jacob.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
This is a big one.
It's special.
Thank this you. Is the big one, right?
You only get yeah. one, honestly.
You only get no. one big one. My big one's That's... coming up.
Well,
Jacob turns
one.
30 this year, everybody.
I got one more year before the
No,
big
no.
One.
What if that was this? Jacob's turning 22 this year?
Cool. Do you know why he doesn't drink? He's not of age.
Thank you, Peter. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks,
chat, for chatting along.
I have a feeling Gabby was like, hey, you were really hard on Craig. Like, he's.
Yeah. His sister wouldn't say that.
No, I turned March 16th. If you're going to be in New York partying for the premiere, you can buy me a shot because I'm turning 40 years old. Please don't. Buy me a McNugget. Buy
yeah.
me a Todd McNugget.
Buy
pretzel.
Craig a toy.
Buy me a toy. I'd like a toy for my 40th birthday.
Could you?
We'll do a 40th birthday bash on Toy Anxiety, though. It'll be great.
Okay.
It'll be great. Cool. Can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Have a All safe right. week. And don't forget to vote. That's from something.
Okay.
Well, you have to at least register, don't you? Register.
Mm-hmm.
Do mm-hmm. something. Rock the vote.
Bye.
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 This is
where the fun begins. See ya. This is where the fun begins. E-man.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?